43 to 45. In my office, I have a framed letter from a couple of children I've never met. The letter holds a special significance for me. It reads, "Dear Dr. Brown, thanks for teaching Mr. Willis to teach Tisha and Kelly. Mr. Willis is Jeremy Willis, and he is one of my former students. A few years back, he took my positive psychology class in college. After graduation, Jeremy joined an organization that recruits future
leaders
to teach in low-income communities. He was
assigned
to a small school in a poor rural county in North Carolina. Later, his assistant principal took note of Jeremy's high expectations and asked him to take over his math class. He took charge of about a dozen failing special ed kids, and Tisha and Kelly were among them. His idealism ran high, and he thought he would be able to magically fix all of their problems. Before long, the reality hit Jeremy hard. Even after spending many hours each day preparing lesson plans, it became clear that his methods were not working. One of the worst moments was when he distributed a math test. Many students didn't even look at the exam. They just put their heads on their desks and slept. Jeremy became so stressed that he even dreaded going into his classroom. Jeremy knew something had to change. He then thought back to my class, remembering how negative emotions can drag you down, leaving positive emotions unnoted. That's when he decided to focus more on building positive attitudes within the classroom. He borrowed lessons from my positive psychology class and even mentioned my name to his students. As the students' attitudes became more optimistic, their confidence with math grew too. At the end of the school year, 80% of Jeremy's students passed the state math test.